Good evening.
Hello.
My name is Al from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am.
Thank you so much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Mano, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? I'm going to read you a list, and then you just let me know which one. First one, economy, jobs, inflation. Next, taxes, government spending. Next,
taxes.
Education.
Taxes.
Okay. We also have healthcare, moral, social issues, environment, crime, and drugs. You're still going with taxes?
I'm still going with taxes.
Thank you. Mano, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? First one, I got fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air
climate
pollution.
Change.
Okay. We also have wetlands, overpopulation. You still go with climate change?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space?
Climate change.
Thank you so much. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? First one, I got mining. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor, ma'am?
Fair, I think.
Thank you. Next one, electric utilities. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, medical manufacturing. Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Fair.
Next one, forest products. How will you rate that?
Fair, I guess.
Thank you. Next one, refining. How will you rate that?
Fair.
And last one, agriculture and farming.
Important? How important it is? Is that what
you're
asking?
Yeah, how we rate that? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. Now, how will you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? First one, U.S. Forest Service. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Next one is forest and timber industries. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Next one, county land departments.
County land department?
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
Fair, I guess, again.
Thank you. Next one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah, I'll go fair again.
And last one, environmental groups.
Yeah, I'll still stay fair.
Thank you very much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood, paper, manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I think it's somewhat important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Well, you said it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant.
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I think it's more than harvested.
Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
I think there's more.
Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I think there are.
Thank you. In what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I live out in the country and I see lots and lots of wildlife, a lot more deer than I did 20 years ago. So I think it's got a positive or somewhat positive.
Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I think it probably is. I think, yeah.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
I think it's probably all right if, you know, they don't take them all, but yeah.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I think they can harvest if they harvest the trees that are going to fall down anyway.
Okay, thank you. Now, we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I do feel it's all right.
Thank you. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use a whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I think it is all right.
Thank you. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes, I have.
Thank you.
I've driven up north where the industry is.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
Well, I'm a farmer. I'm a farmer's wife. Yes, and I think we're very aware of the environment around us.
Thank you. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
I have to pay watershed taxes. Yeah, I guess I would.
Okay, thank you. And now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, or a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
It's important. I feel it's important.
So it should be a major component of the Minnesota state economy?
Yeah.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Well, I think every industry in Minnesota is having that difficulty right now. I don't necessarily think we need to use tax dollars to do that.
So will you oppose on this one?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making a $8 million investment in its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest products mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
Like I said, I'm in agriculture, and agriculture's got the same problem. So I don't think forests should get any more than agriculture should get. Eating is kind of important too.
So will you support this initiative?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Thank you. Now, we're almost done here. Thank you so much again for your time, for your patience. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. First one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers in miles. Will you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Oppose? Okay, thank you. Next one, increase the number of in diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose that?
I would support that.
Thank you. Next one, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Will you support or oppose that?
I oppose that.
Thank you. Last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Will you support or oppose that?
I support that.
Thank you. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, and we're over. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, technical or grade school, some college graduate or graduate degree?
I have a degree, but it's not college. It's a technical degree.
Okay, thank you. And Mano, what is your age?
77.
Thank you so much. How will you describe the community you lived in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Farm.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000? The last one?
$50,000. Yeah, I think it's $75,000.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate to conservative.
Thank you. In which one of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government?
Farming or agriculture. I mean, same thing,
thank
right?
You. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Have a good evening, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.